Chema. There are a host of questions and we'll make short little talks on that. So one of them, they are actually questions of very practical importance which people ask. One of them is attachment to the divine, by extension attachment to the samadhi, by extension attachment to the form of the guru that you are worshipping. There are many interconnected things. So we'll start with, you know why? Because attachment is regarded as something which you have to get rid of. So is attachment to the guru, attachment to the samadhi, that's where the question came. Attachment to the ashram, is it good or bad? So we should not be deceived by words. First thing is first. Because if we go by words, the same thing like, you know, love everybody is a wonderful statement. But you must know what love means. Different people put different meaning in the word. Love is not just attraction. Love is not just attachment. Love is something far deeper. So same way, for instance, Sri Aurobindo was asked that is not desire for the divine also a desire? So you have to get rid of all desires. So how do we accept the fact that we have to desire for the divine? And Sri Aurobindo gave a very beautiful short reply. He said, desire for the divine is the one desire that will get you free of, rid of all other desires. So then it becomes a process to get rid of many of the things which we are supposed to get rid of. But then he also adds that, but at its bottom, it's not a desire, but an aspiration. So we have already touched upon desire and aspiration in terms of their feel. So desire is when the vital catches the process. And aspiration is when essentially it is the psychic involved. So when the impure vital catches the process, the flame or the longing for the divine, then because it is impure, its reactions are also impure. So for instance, when the vital is attached to the divine, so what does the vital do? Vital makes it that this is my guru. So my guru versus your guru. And my guru is superior. And then it begins to be also possessive about the divine. It feels that, you know, there are so many instances, not only in the ashram, everywhere. I have seen so many ashrams where people feel that they have a special right or privilege with regard to the guru because they were physically close. This is something which happens because the vital begins to appropriate the divine master who is meant for all. Now, people say, but isn't it logical? No, it's not logical because we are trying to impose a human construction on the divine we are working. So there were people who used to believe that those to whom Sri Aurobindo gives more time or those who are working very close to Sri Aurobindo, they are greater and more advanced sadhaks. And it led to so many types of confusions. And Sri Aurobindo had to write a letter that you will make a grave mistake if you think like that. And he went on to say that some of my close disciples are great asuras because one of the work that I have is to convert them. And he even went on to say that the greater the disciple, the greater the asura, which created a very strange situation. There in Nalini Das' writings. So it created a strange situation because people said, oh, because, you know, who will give money if they start looking at whole thing like that. So we must understand that when the vital attaches itself to the divine, impure vital, it does it just the way it would get attached to any human being. So, for example, people start believing that, you know, nearer you are to the samadhi and if you work right to the samadhi, with the samadhi, you are a great sadhak. And this is perpetuated in the mind of many people. That if you are physically near or if you are working in, let's say, mother's room, Sri Aurobindo's room, you are someone very special. And if you go through the letters of Sri Aurobindo and the mother's words, they have spoken so much to dispel all these notions. So first we must understand that, well, vital attachment of the impure vital, that creates a difficulty. And then people even start coming between the guru and or the master and others because, you know, you become the mediator. Mediating links. So that kind of attachment is an ignorant attachment and that's not really very helpful. It may even become a problem, a barrier in the sadhana because you may not go inside to discover the divine mother who is within us. And that I know that when someone had asked Ravindraji about this, he said, you people are very lucky because you have not seen the mother with physical eyes. So you automatically go inside to discover her. And this we all know. Those of us who have not really had the exceptional privilege, it is an exceptional privilege to have had the darshan of the mother. But then many people stop with that, you know, they had mother's darshan. But all these contacts with the divine, outer contacts, nearness to the divine, physical nearness, are only a very powerful means, no doubt, but a means to initiate an inner process. The inner process should lead to a complete identification with the divine within and in the world. And if that has not happened, then nothing really substantial has happened. It's a beautiful starting point to have a darshan or to have physical contact. Come to the samadhi, come to the ashram. But then what next? So the next is that we have to discover the samadhi within us. There is a very beautiful message of Sri Aurobindo where he says that but one can always have the mother's darshan in the inner rooms. When you know, he was told that he could not go to mother's room. So he said, you can always have the darshan in the inner room. So we must know that this is the direction in which yoga must move. And for that, everything can be a help. If you are staying near or if you are staying far, both can be a help depending on the attitude that we take. So when somebody has asked the mother, should I do the yoga here or the world? She said, well, the world is here and the divine is here. And the divine and the world are outside also. So it depends on, you know, you may live here in close proximity, but we attach to all the things which the world brings you. In the course of sadhana also it happens, but it may become a predominant tendency. And you can be far and you can be one pointed concentration on the divine mother. Having said that, now this is the vital part and it's ignorance part. But again, when we look deep within this attachment with the divine, is not an ordinary attachment. Why do people want to be near the samadhi? Why do they want to be near the mother? And as I said, one has to be clear that the egoistic vital should not come, because it has a tendency to come, especially when you are near to the divine. Near to the divine means you are near to the seat of ultimate power. So there is a possibility that one may start believing that one is someone very special. I know people who have almost had breakdown because of that. And I remember Dada once saying something very interesting when someone asked Dada Pranabda that you have been so close to the mother and mother has spoken words for you like you are my shadow, and how did you avoid, you know, getting into the trap of, you know, he was extraordinary but never claimed himself like that. There was something very beautiful about it. Him, even when he went, he said, no worshipping place for me in my name, no photograph. He never allowed that kind of movement to build around him. He had his own people who were around. That happens, any Mahamanav. So he said, well, because I never allowed it to get into my head. Which is something very special, very difficult when you are near the divine to not allow it. So this part is we have to be careful about. But otherwise, at bottom, attachment to the divine frees us from all other attachments. The same thing that is about desire. So, if we say that we are not going to be attached even to the divine, then that means we are worshippers of Sunya, which is a paradox. Because the impersonal is not somebody whom you worship and you don't receive any help from the impersonal. Attachment to the divine, with the divine, is a very recognized aspect of bhakti yoga, and Sri Aurobindo gives a full sanction to it in the synthesis of yoga. Not only that, he said you can be attached to the divine with all the many sides and shades of relations. For instance, you may be attached to the divine as a child to the mother. Sri Aurobindo says that the divine mother wants it to be so. She says because she wants to indulge her heart. See, what gives a person, a mother, maximum joy? Maximum joy is when she can do something for the child. Anybody will vouchsafe for it who has experienced motherhood or knows about it. So same way, the divine mother feels wonderful when her love pours upon her creation. And we know that how Pranabda had once forgotten to, or he thought, ki, why take such trivial things to the mother, that we are going out, they had gone to the sea for swimming probably, and he didn't inform her. And mother wrote in the diary that I see that my children are emancipated and they do not need me anymore. And this was written with lot of, you know, divine sadness. And when Dada read it, deliberately the diary must have been left like that. And he felt very bad and said, I should have not done it. So attachment with the divine will free you from all other attachment. Because automatically, say when we are attached to someone and there is a choice between that person and someone else, how do you make a decision? You make a decision on this basis. Whom you don't want to lose in your relationship. Ultimately, the test of relationship, the acid test, is if you have choice between two people, whom do you end up choosing? So if it is the divine, you are the safest. Because you have the right orientation. Whenever you feel that a relationship is taking you away from the divine mother, you have to keep the relationship away. That's what Tulsidas says. He says, he said it in his own andaz when Mirabai asked. He said, Jake priyana rama vedehi so chhaadiye koti vairi sam yadyapi param sanehi hui. So attachment with the divine in all aspects, Shobindra has written so much about it, as mother, father, leader, friend, playmate, beloved, all these are forms of attachment. As a master, what is meant by attachment to the divine as a master? You are ready to obey the impulse, whatever the master tells you. Now comes the third part of this, that okay, attachment with the divine is recognized. So should one stay near the samadhi or go away far from the samadhi, or want to be near the ashram or go away from the ashram? Well, without making absolute rules. Now for any person who is awakened inside to the touch of the divine, the natural urge is to be near the divine, including physically. It's a natural movement. This also Shobindra describes in the Synthesis of Yoga. So he says that the psychic being, in the course of its development, before it finds the divine, it wants to be in the community of seekers. So it likes it because there is a collective aspect, sangham. So if you go into the world, one of the big difficulties is that you are lost in all kinds of conversations. Even with devotees, you will see all kinds of things going on, what is the local politics, etc. It's very stifling. And it's natural because psychic being wants that pure milk. It doesn't want adulterated milk. So it is natural that the psychic being wants to be in a place which has the stamp of the divine whom it adores, whatever form or aspect it be, or in the company of God lovers, God seekers, especially for that particular path. It's a very natural, healthy movement because it also reinforces, strengthens the tie with the divine himself. Because when you are in a sangha, it helps that. And Shobindra has spoken about it. And this is a well-known wisdom. Buddham sharnam gacchami, sangham sharnam gacchami, dharmam sharnam gacchami. And we have spoken about it. So here, sangha is ashram, society, Auroville, all these places where there is a group of seekers, centers all over the world. But this is the most intense. So it's natural that one would like to be near the ashram. Nothing wrong with it. Everything is right because you are drawing directly the nectar from the vessel, purest vessel. Who would not want it? Yes, outside also the divine is there, but that divine wine is mixed with many things. So for every little drop or sip you have to, you know, because Mother has spoken about the samadhi as the center where the light is at its intensest. She has spoken of it as the condensation of forces, supramental forces. So if you are practicing this yoga, it's natural you would want to be here. But at the same time, there is another type of attachment which is not very good from the spiritual point of view. Supposing, either because of destiny or because of the inner inspiration or because of the divine command within, received within or given from outside, you have been given work to do outside. Should you say, no, I want to be near the samadhi? That's not correct, because divine service, divine presence within, that's the mandate ultimately. And if the divine wants you to be on Kurukshetra, you can't say, I want to be in Vrindavan. That's how one has to understand. If the divine sends you or gives the command to Bharat that no, you stay here, that's his sadhana, that's his yoga. So some are called to be physically near the seat of Yajna Vedi. Some are called to be far and work. And to each his own unique destiny. We should not mistake that this is higher and that is lower. This is superior and that is inferior. Because this also tends to get into the head of people. Oh, now we have come to the ashram, we are... It's like, you know, post-graduation. Now we belong to the book of the elite. It's very dangerous. So mother has also cautioned that if you are near, one may start taking things very easy. It's like now, you know, people when they join their medical college, I'm saying, but postgraduate or PhD. Oh, now I've done. After this, I just get my job. So it's like now I'm in MA because I'm in the ashram. So I'll get my supramental degree. So it doesn't work like that. So if you have work, for the sake of work, wherever the Divine Mother sends, so even in hell one must go. And that's how the Mother and Sri Aurobindo's yoga is. Then it should not be, you should not be attached ignorantly. No, because it gives me, I feel very nice, and the world there is poison. Do no doubt about it. It's a very secure place. Very, very safe and secure place. I can tell you, forget about some accident or illness here and there. It is a place of supreme security from every standpoint. And they have spoken about even dying here. All that they have spoken. But divine work is divine work. And she has said in one of her prayers, a prayer for those who want to serve the divine. And she says that for your work, I have descended into hell. So if your allotted places, see Mahabali, that's what, no, is the story of King Bali. Where does divine allot him work? He says in Patal Lok. And then what does he say? I will stay near you as your guardian. If work is there, then nothing else should come in between, because that's the mother's work. And there are so many again letters written by mother to some sadhaks in Odisha. But one I remember was to this lady in Los Angeles, Jyoti Priya. And people used to tell her, oh, you are going out and, you know, giving talks and all. But it's like, now you have come here, you should be here. And she asked the mother, she got all confused. Because if you talk to too many sadhaks, senior sadhaks, you'll get pretty confused, okay? Because I'll tell you, there is a reason, I'm not saying it lightly. Because each sadhak has evolved along a certain line. And for him, that is the line. So if you ask somebody who has lived here always, he is likely to tell you that, no, you should not go budge an inch from here. But if you ask somebody who has lived in a way, his yoga has taken a form of yoga in the world. If you ask, he'll say it's perfectly fine for the mother's work. Now I'll give you one example where you see a blend of both. And it's example of none else but Champaklalji. Till 73, because often Taradi was telling me, whenever they would tell Champaklalji, why don't you come, we'll go to Badrinath and all these places. And people knew that for him, Himalayas was like a dream. He said, no, Himalaya is here, everything is here. Okay, this was till 1973. 1976, Champaklalji started going out. He went to Himalaya, he went to America, he went to Hong Kong, he went to Europe, he went to England, he went to France, where he didn't go. And ultimately, look at the ultimate, he left his physical body in Jantral, in Gujarat. And when people would ask, why are you going? He said, mother wants me to go. This was his thing, that mother wants him to go. Even when mother is physically present, the same thing she told to Jyoti Priya, when she asked, he said, don't listen to people and their advices. If everybody will stay here, who will do my work? So we have to see the thing in a total perspective, and I think it answers the question. But basic thing is to each his own journey, his own path. Some are meant to be here, not because they are special. In fact, maybe special in terms of special difficulties. Mother has spoken of that. That, you know, all of you are here because each of you represents a special difficulty. In fact, she used the word impossibility. So who knows? So not because they are somebody more evolved and they are superior, or now they have crossed the other stages, therefore now they are in the final examination. No. Mother has used the word, it's an occult arrangement. And we don't know what that occult arrangement of the mother is, why she has called, so we should remain mum on that. She has said it's an occult arrangement. Some are meant to be here, some are meant to be outside. But yes, the natural urge will be, whether you are here or outside, attachment with the divine is what will save you. How outside? See, out of her grace, gracious mother, so many places, Sri Aurobindo's relics are there. Some people don't realize. I have heard people who have lived here all their lives, so they don't understand. So they have said, "Arey, what is there? They are turning into a religion." I said, "You come with me once and you will understand. When you go out, all your life you have drank nectar. And when you go out, you are longing to just have a drop of that nectar. And when you go out, even when you go to the house of a devotee and see mother's picture, it's like saans aa gaya." I can vouchsafe, I mean, now of course, entire Mahipal, Mahinder, Sirisha, they are all here. But whenever I would land in New York for going further, I would go to their home. And the moment I entered, the entire house has ashram atmosphere. And the food also, they would like to prepare something which is like ashram. And I used to feel I am totally at home. Now, this is not because of any weakness. You are going all over the world, not out of any weakness for the work. But just as before going for work, you take blessings, you take mother's touch. That's what the work is, inwardly as well as outwardly. They don't cancel each other. This idea that because you discover inside, it cancels outside, this is not true. Initially, you need the outer touch to awaken the inner. When you find the inner, you still want to, the outer touch becomes a means for completing the movement. That's why mother says that, Shubhendu says in the synthesis, that still the outer has its meaning. Inwardly, I have discovered the mother and I am bowing to her and surrendered. But when I see a picture, my body wants to do this gesture. I want to bow down at the samadhi in that the body. I means the body. So the body also participates in the movement. That's why Shobindo writes, surrender to the guru is the surrender of surrenders, because in doing so, you surrender not just to the God within, but also to the God who is outside. So this is perfectly valid even when people go out, their relic center, and I can tell you that when you go and breathe and for some moments, samadhi is non-replicable, no doubt about it. But, well, short of that, this is like the Niagara of, ultimate Niagara. But obviously nobody can drink the whole Niagara. But relic center and these places are at least where you can receive something of this touch, and it's enough to, you know, keep your life going. So this is the total picture. Attached to the divine, and divine is not a formless, is formless and form, both. So this is the last part of the question that maybe I'll take it a little separately. So divine is not just within as a formless reality or a presence. He has taken a form, and this form has a certain purpose. So in that totality we have to see ultimately to each his own. If somebody feels that this is not necessary to be attached and I should be detached from everyone, including the divine, well, it's his journey, his way, try it out. All that I can say is people used to tell Sri Aurobindo that now that the supermind, once the supermind descends, then we don't have to, you know, go through this process of turning to mother, turning to Sri Aurobindo, and we can directly tap into the supramental force. And Sri Aurobindo says, well, if you wish to do it, you can try it. Nobody can stop you. But all who have tried it have landed into a horrible cropper. Means you will land up in a mess. It's like saying, Arjun saying, Krishna, anyways, you are not going to fight the war and I am the real warrior. So, theek hai, you be here and just bless me from far, be inside me and I'll fight the battle. He would have been no different from Karna, and probably fate would have been no different from Karna or Bhishma. So, that is the difference. Okay. Chema.